Today is Stewardship Kickoff Sunday for the year 2019. And I'm going to tell you what our theme is in just a moment. But in the context of today's gospel passage, I wanted to ask you a question. How many here want to be rich? It's not a trick question. How many of you want to be rich? Raise your hands. Okay. Sometimes I drive by and I see those billboards around and it says, you know, there's $175 million is what you win if you play the lottery. I think I bought a lottery ticket one time in my life, but sometimes I'll drive and I think, gosh, if I won the lottery, this is what I would do. Of course, I give about 25% to the church, right? Maybe more. And then I kind of go through, well, I would do this, and I would. Has anybody ever done that? Okay, so we do that, right? I have to tell you this story. When I first came here years ago, of course, when we play the lottery, it's like a game of chance. And the chances are against us, the odds are against us, right? When I first came here I've been here over 21 years, probably about 19 years ago or so, we were with our senior citizens. And they said, Father Lou, in the fall, do you want to go up to the mountains to see the colors change? I said, that's a nice idea. I hadn't been back in the Rockies for a while. So they said, in the fall, why don't we go up to the mountains? I said, that's great. So we planned the trip with our seniors, our Agape senior citizens. And about a week before I left, I realized we were going to go to Black Hawk. It was too late for us to change. So I went up to Black Hawk with them and had a nice meal. So as many of our beautiful senior citizens, many of blessed memory, used to go up to Black Hawk periodically. We all, to one degree or another, want to be rich. But the gospel passage today gives us the proper context for being wealthy. It is, from the Gospel of Luke, it is the rich, foolish man. And paraphrasing this, I'm sure most of you were here in time to hear it. Not everyone, but most of you. And that gospel passage basically said there was a rich, foolish man whose was his ground gave forth plentifully to the point where his old storage barns were not big enough to put his new crops for the year in. So he said to his soul, I will tear down my old barns and build new, bigger barns in order to put all that we have harvested into those barns. And then I will say to my soul, eat, drink, and be merry. For you have enough to last you for the rest of your life. And then our Lord says, you fool, this very night your soul will be required of you, and those goods which you have put up, whose will they be? What good will they do for you? And it ends with, so it is with those who are rich towards material goods, but not rich towards God. So let me offer this qualifier. Our opportunity as human beings created in God's image and likeness is ultimately, first and foremost, to be rich towards God. And what does it mean to be rich towards God? To be good economy, to be good caretakers of our house. We know from a micro point of view, that house begins with me. From the macro point of view, the house is all of God's creation, the entire universe, the galaxy in which we live, and that which we have not yet scientifically discovered. It means all of God's creation, from one extreme to the other. We, as the greatest of God's creatures, have been given the task to help him to care for all that he has created. You know, we've said this before, but we should be very thankful and praise the Lord for our patriarch Bartholomew, who they often call the Green Patriarch, because he is so concerned with ecology, with taking care of the environment. He, along with the present Pope and world leaders, political and otherwise, have gotten together on a regular basis for the last several years in coming up with guidelines, rules, laws that will help us to take our responsibility as humankind to care for that which God has created. I don't know if you've noticed, but we have just almost completed a beautiful renovation project on earth as it is in heaven. We're so pleased and glorify God and thank all of you who have been participants in this project. We have a lot of things left on our punch list. I've said on a few occasions, I realize why you call it a punch list, because you're ready to punch somebody because they're not all, everything is not done yet after many years. But in any case, we look at this beautiful exterior and we have decided collectively as a parish with our stewardship committee and parish council to focus our attention this year of 2019 on our personal relationship with God. For those of you who have a bulletin, I'd like you to please take it out, and I'd like to ask you to turn to the letter on the inside of your bulletins. And if somebody doesn't have one and you're near them, please share it with them. Our campaign, under the leadership of Cynthia DeBarrio and her committee, is entitled Stewards of the Faith. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, from 1 Peter 2, 5. And you notice in the icon, next to it, there are three beautiful Slavonic-style churches surrounded by saints. And just allow me to read what we wrote there. The beautiful churches depicted in this icon are surrounded by people, by saints. We, like them, form the living stones of the Church of God, with him as the head and we as his body, creating a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. As we have completed this outward expression of our love to our Lord, be nice, brother to sister and sister to brother. As we have worked hard to offer this outward offering, the opportunity now is to focus inwardly. Understand, please, as we do and have for years past, that stewardship is about a stewardship of time that we have been blessed with by God, talents that God has given to us, and treasures or resources that you and I have been blessed with. Taking them and utilizing the majority of them for ourselves, and then offering a faithful offering to God through his parish and through the various opportunities of philanthropic outreach that we might participate in. So we encourage you, as we do annually, and as you have done so beautifully, members of St. Catherine, prayerfully consider what your stewardship commitment of treasures will be monetarily. Don't store up for ourselves more than we need. St. John Chrysostom says, if your closets are full of extra clothes, and you don't share them with those who are in need, you are no better than the robbers that go in and steal. You are like a thief, keeping those things which others can use that you are not using from them. So understand that and faithfully give a commitment of your resources that you will be blessed with for 2019 to our Lord and his church and other philanthropic means. The same is true with time and the talents, and we will, as we have sent out to your homes on Friday, you will see we'll have cards for stewardship of time and talents that you will commit for, as well as your treasures for the year. But what I really wanted to focus on today is the opportunity for us to take a deep breath and regroup. I'll speak for myself. I need to do that. I have spent an inordinate amount of time personally, let alone with many, many of you who are here, on this beautiful project. And it's time for me to take a step back and look at my personal relationship with my Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Not that I haven't done it throughout, but it's time to get back to the basics. And the basics is me, the basics is you with God. With that in mind, please turn to the back of that page. And we have a proportionate giving chart, and I want to encourage you to focus on the one on your right. It's kind of focusing on the personal relationship with an encouragement to take a daily 10%, a daily tithe of offering of your time that include a portion of your talents to God. So let's say that we sleep 8 hours. Sometimes I don't sleep 8 hours, but let's say we sleep 8 hours. We have 16 hours of waking time. Let's take 1.6 hours, 96 minutes a day, and focus on our relationship with God. Now that might seem overwhelming when you think of it. Wait a second, how am I gonna take 96 minutes? I do pray, I do a couple of things, but let's say, how am I gonna take another hour and focus it on God? So let's look at that creatively. And this is the creative. We have suggestions below. And the suggestions are prayer. Morning, evening, before meals. The Jesus prayer that you can do anytime. Even when you're studying, you can do the Jesus prayer. Even when we're working, digging a ditch, or when we're working at a variety of different jobs, we can, at our desk, we can do the Jesus prayer. Reading the Bible, beginning with the Gospels, the Epistles, Psalms, Old Testament in that order, the lives of the saints, spiritual readings, and uplifting articles or books. They don't just all have to be spiritual, as long as they're uplifting and God and good and godly. Exercising. How many of us exercise? How about when you're exercising, you do that as an offering to God? Let's say you're exercising 45 minutes, 30 minutes. Think about offering that to God. Eating, not just a prayer when we're eating before, but while we are eating, think about in Thanksgiving offering. I'm eating because if it was not for God, I wouldn't even have this food in front of me. This fasting food at this period of the time. I wouldn't have this food in front of me. So think and just eat as an offering to God. Small acts of kindness, love, charity, forgiveness in our daily interpersonal relationships at work, at school. When we're driving on the road, we often say this and somebody cuts us off. Acts of kindness towards somebody and nice gestures rather than other types of gestures. Dedicating our work to God daily. Not just when we get to work, maybe doing our cross and saying a short prayer, but during the course of our work. If we're at a pharmacy, if we are working, if we are shopping, doing those is an offering to God. And if we really do those things, a little bit here, a little bit there, it will add up very quickly to 96 minutes. And it could even go beyond 96 minutes. It could go to 20%, 30%, 40%, maybe 100%. Like the martyrs that we are surrounded with, the ones that are holding their crosses and their icons. So let me encourage you on behalf of our stewardship committee, on behalf of our parish council, on behalf of Father Theodore, Deacon John, Father Jimmy, Father Paul, our clergy, let us do our very best too, as we offer this outward offering in beauty to our Lord, offer an inward offering of love in our daily life to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. As we kick off this 2019 campaign, may it be a beautiful year of the Lord. May you and I be and become living stones, built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood for the glory of God. Through the intercessory prayers of his mother, the Virgin Mary the Theotokos, and St. Catherine the Great Martyr, we offer glory and honor worship to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to end with one thing. We have, with Father Theodore and Alex and some of our advisors, we have a group of about 27 of our Goyans, with a handful of Goyans that were from St. Peter and Paul Parish as well, who had a lock-in last night, a retreat. We thank you for being with us today and last evening. 2 weeks ago, we had our Sunday School and Hope and Joy do a beautiful philanthropic offering for St. Innocent Orphanage. And through their hard work and your kindness, they collected about $1,200 to give to the boys, the orphans of St. Innocent Orphanage, right across that large fence and wall going from the United States into Mexico by Rosarito and Tijuana, Mexico. And they went there and built a house that's about the size of a one-car garage for a family that never had lived in a house with a roof over its head. As we heard Max give a report a couple of weeks ago, how appreciative he was to have what he has. So I want to say to you young people, let's do our very best to teach our adults, like me, how appreciative we are and helpful we can be to those who are in need. Through again the prayers of the Virgin Mary and St. Catherine, God's love and grace be with you.